Last time on The Usual Time.
Droop drops out of his frenzy.
What is this? What happened? I blacked out.
You did it, Droop. You saved us all.
You were a great big monster there for a little while.
Do we think anything bigger than that's gonna come bug us after this?
I don't know. Don't ask.
What is this thing? Did it talk? I think it talked to us.
It sounded like what that Grar fellow said.
Yeah, where is he? He's been gone all night.
I would probably immediately skywrite. And then, I would go and find them.
This place is dangerous.
This is no easy feat. I may have underestimated you all.
I'm just gonna say you have like a stack of this thing's scales that you've lashed together into a pack.
I can't carry that. It's huge. Look at it. You can barely carry it. You're bigger than me.
You all take off, getting into the air. In the distance, you're able to see what looks like one of the pyramids you become familiar with on this continent.
I hate this landscape, and I hate the weather. I'm going to shove my dagger directly into that wizard's head when I see him.
You know, it rains in the Sword Coast, too.
In front of you, you can see a huddled group of tied-up people in the town center. And in front of all of these people, you can see a small creature brandishing a whip and barking orders at these people to keep them in line.
So it's a small tabaxi person whipping humans.
That's what it is.
Is that right? Is that what I'm picturing?
That's what you perceive, yes. You see a small cat man from behind.
Trevor?
In chainmail with a whip and a small scimitar in the other hand.
Who is it? Do I know him?
You know a lot of smaller statured tabaxi because it's fairly common for that to be a thing.
Yeah.
You don't recognize this particular one from behind.
All right.
Shadow, go talk to him.
Have we been given away just now?
You're not being particularly stealthy, but she's busy making sure that the humanoids don't try anything.
Okay. I'm just going to walk up to the humanoids.
As you do that, you can see it's a female now. Turns around and cracks the whip in your direction and says, "Not a step further."
Who are you?
I'm Shadow. What are you doing? What is? He doesn't have very much more magic, I don't think, to put all these houses out. So, who are you? What's your deal?
Why aren't you tied up?
Because I'm not from here, obviously.
Well,
eh?
Get in line.
No.
She points at them, cracks the whip again.
Go get tied up.
No.
How far away is this person from me?
I would imagine you're in the rear with the Quetzals, so probably, I don't know. You're probably still walking up as this is happening.
Tell me when I'm in 30 feet.
Hey, Jared.
Yeah.
I'd like to have Carla turn invisible and fly over to the tied up citizen.
Okay. So
however long it takes that
attack. Sure. We're not in turn based yet, so she can do that. You can telepathically tell her to do whatever. So you have her go invisible, she flies over there, you can have her start untying them discreetly?
I didn't think she'd be able to untie them, because I mean you could tell me that would make more sense, otherwise I was gonna have her use her little long sword.
Her tiny little toothpick knife. Yeah.
It's a long sword, damn it.
Okay, so that's probably more practical than having her try to untie them. It's gonna take her a while. She'll be probably a minute per person to use her tiny little knife to saw through. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought they're all. I was picturing them all tied
just
up to like one barrel
in a group with one rope around all of them. No.
Yeah.
So. I'll have her
wrists and ankles, and then chained together.
She'll look for the most able-bodied person, like someone who she thinks would be able to help the others if they got free.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. It's going to take her a while to get through the first one, so the more talking, the better for her. Can I get a perception check again from the lot of you?
Mm-hmm.
While the conversation's taking place.
Nine.
Okay.
11.
10, 11.
20.
It was a 4 again. You, with the 20, hear more screams further off in the village. And you can hear the bestial noise more clearly now. If you want to make a animal handling check, I'll let you see again if you recognize it now that it's more clear.
Hold on.
Oh, where'd the thing go?
19.
With a 19, you recognize it as not any common. So it's more that you recognize what it's not with that than what it is. So you rule out any common beasts of the wood or dinosaurs that you have encountered. It's not a beast you're familiar with, and you're sure of that now.
Okay.
What are you saying to her, Shadow?
I'm not getting in line. You get in line. I am the line.
You'll be in the line.
Bring it!
Just wait till my beasties get here.
Oh, your
initiative.
Beast. Your beasties.
The more talking, the better.
Yes, when I need a good number.
If you were trying to do something as you walked up, Grar, like if you were gonna surprise attacker, you would have gotten within your 30 feet before the initiative needed to be rolled.
Well, just it's a cat, and I think it's funny, and it's sassing me, so I cast Control Water and douse them in water.
Okay, so she's telling you to get in line and cracking her whip at you, and you're like, no, I'm not gonna get in line. And then Grar walks up and this just drenches her, and she's already wet because of the rain, but then she's just like fire flames in her eyes, and she's like, that's it, and charges at Shadow to attack, and then we'll need initiative.
You hear in the background Amalexia laughing hysterically, and then she rolls a 6 for initiative.
That follows.
Really leisurely initiative.
She's so distracted by laughing that she can't, like, do anything.
But I roll, like, several, like, 3s, and I think my highest thing was a 9 tonight.
Tough stuff, my guy.
The dice say, use me more.
Droops, 4 4s in a row.
May need to switch dice with that one.
Dice jail.
Yeah, dice jail.
Hey, Laura Bailey.
Why don't you 3D print yourself a dice jail?
It's a real thing.
I saw some cool designs for them. I'd need an angle grinder.
They exist.
It's canon. It's life canon.
Okay, so Droops last. What else did you all get?
I have the Ocho. ESPN 8.
ESPN 6.
21.
6. Okay, there's a good one.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
All numbers are created equal, okay?
Wow.
That's not true. Some numbers are 10.
Yeah, like there's... You can be first, second, third, fourth. Hell, you can even be fifth.
And Thalia's middle of the group with her 12.
Your fucking white bread 12.
And then we got the baddies, whose character sheet I gotta get up. Oh wow. Okay.
They just assumed, so like, your computer was giving you lip there, and you're like, okay.
Oh, I probably should put the Quetzals on here somewhere. Casey, you want to keep track of that since you're kind of hanging on to him?
Oh, roll, Christ, roll initiative okay. For him. That's a d12. Fuck them! They have a 20.
Okay.
They do nothing.
They also chuckle.
They can still bite and move.
They can bite, okay.
Yeah.
Stick and move.
Suddenly, they're on the ground. They forgot how to beak.
All this fire is distracting. Scared of it.
Squawk! Squawk!
Hey, you leave Squawk alone. He's a good boy.
What if it's a girl?
I would have checked before I said such a statement.
I don't know, man. Is that canon? Was that in the pod? I don't know. I have to check the tape.
How can you know? You can't just go out in the park and lift up dinosaur skirts.
I got tape on that shit.
I really hate that man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Wait, this is my favorite part. That was probably the best ongoing joke that we've ever had.
Fucking hey.
It was a good one.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. Hey, Jeff Goldblum, thank you.
Praise Amasu.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Okay, I'm prepped now. Shadow, you are first.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Backpedaling.
Having the number one number.
Number one.
He writes it down.
Yes, take notes. Okay, so she's charging me.
She has begun to charge.
How far away was she?
Drenched more than she already was. She was just out of whip's reach, so you probably walked up within 10 feet of her, 15 feet of her.
All right, cast slow on her.
Okay. I don't know.
That's a wisdom saving throw that she has to make against my 14.
Oh my. That fails.
Okay.
So what happened?
So now she... there's nobody else within 40 feet of her that's apparently an enemy, is it?
No.
That I can see, okay. Her speed is cut in half. She's got minus 2 to AC and dex saving throws. She cannot react. No reactions during this minute while I have concentration up.
Okay.
And she can either use an action or a bonus action, not both, on her turn, regardless of her abilities or magical items. She cannot make more than one melee or ranged attack during her turn.
Does she have a chance to break
I'm getting there. If she attempts to cast any spells with an action or with a casting time one action, you need to roll a d20. If it's 11 or higher, it takes a turn to take it effect. And she has to basically use her action on the next turn to complete it. Creature affected by the spell makes another wisdom save at the end of each of its turns. Successful save ends the effect. This will happen for a minute. Unless I drop concentration. Or she saves. I also need to roll a d20.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
She's gonna use one of her features to reroll her save.
Okay.
And this time come up with 16.
Alright. So none of that happens.
It looks like it affects her and she pushes through.
Okay. Fair enough. So none of that happens. Thank you for making me read the whole thing and then
you're welcome. Decide I didn't to do that. Didn't realize what her thing did to fair enough. That thing while you were reading your whole thing.
But also you were also listening, thank you. so that was my action. I'll equip my quarterstaff, give it shillelagh with my bonus action, and move up 15 feet and back. I was next to the prisoners, right?
Yeah, you were 15 feet from them as well.
Oh, okay. I just want to move over them.
Okay, you but can position yourself between you and her, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I just want to. I want to be
here in the air.
I want to be above them, 15 feet.
Yeah. Okay.
So, staff out. Fucking me up, bitch. I don't say that. I end my turn.
Fuck me up, bitch.
You fuck on me.
It is the Quetzal's turn next. Grar, are you instructing them to do anything in particular?
Not my turn, so they probably do nothing.
Okay. It's her turn next. She smiles at you.
Yeah.
And says, that was sneaky. And...
did it right in front of you. How was it sneaky?
So she's just going to go for whoever is next closest, which is probably Almalexia.
I'm probably the furthest back.
Oh, you're in the back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, these two both stated that they walked forward, and I'm behind the Quetzal, or on the side of the
Quetzal. You're behind the Quetzal. Okay, then I guess Grar would be the next closest, because Droop would probably be by Almalexia. So she'll turn her attention from Shadow, since he's out of her reach, and she puts her fingers to her mouth and whistles as loud as she can, and then smiles at you, Grar, and makes a whip attack at you for 29
yep.
to hit.
Woof.
This is a really high roll.
Oh, this person isn't some pushover then, huh?
I mean, have you tried that?
Well, it wasn't, say it was a natural 20, so assuming it's a 19, she's at least at a plus 10.
She's got plus 10 to whip attack.
Nope, I didn't math right. 28 it would have been.
Oh, well.
But you were right on the 19.
Sorry, that case,
plus 9 to attack.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I presume that hits.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be the best ending to that story. It misses.
It misses. That will be 6 damage from the whip, and as she cracks with the whip, she moves in, and she's much lower stature than you, so she darts in and tries to slice you with her scimitar.
Oh. Mind the dangly bits.
Uh-huh. This time it will be a 19.
Yep.
Okay.
Why don't we ever meet, like, nice people in a flaming village in the rain?
You answered your own question.
I don't understand.
That'll just be 2 damage, but she gets a good nick in on your legs as she darts in and slices you.
That'll be sneaky!
End of her turn. Thalia is up next. She's probably going to rush over to the people, since she assumes that Grar will be able to handle this small little thing that's attacking him. And she begins to untie them.
We're probably going to end up making out by the end of this fight.
You and Thalia?
No, me and this bitch.
The cat
bitch, because we both have a Napoleon complex thing going on here now. I just decided. She turned to evil because people have been calling her little girl all her life.
So as she moves to begin untying them, she's also going to cast Bane on this Tabaxi. Will try her saving throw. She fails. So that will be a subtracted d4 from
attacks and saves.
Attacks and saving throws for the next minute while Thalia maintains concentration. Grar, you're up next.
I'm trying to decide if I eat her or if I'm more interested in what her features are. I'm going to speak to the Quetzals and say something to the effect of, take her if you want, just don't stay safe. And then I'm literally just going to walk past her in the direction of the creatures. Creature sounds.
Okay.
There's this fight happening. I think that I'm going to go check out these.
So you do nothing.
He dashes, I hope.
You know,
doesn't even disengage, just walks his regular normal movement.
Yeah, no, I am going to just walk.
What an asshole.
I'll take the attack from her. Does this put me on the far side of the group?
you would be the furthest end of the village if you start walking further in.
So I will go my 30, I'll take the attack of opportunity, and then when I am the closest to the sounds, I will take a dodge action.
Okay. And my apologies, but reading through her abilities, I did not add her modifier to the second weapon's damage, so that would have been extra 5 damage.
5 on top of the 2, not including
the 2? On top of the 2, okay. Yeah. She gets to add ability mod to second weapon.
Oh, Casey, do math better. Okay.
My mistake. Good luck fixing that in post.
I'm not going to. I'm going to ignore it and let the audience try to figure out what Casey's hit point max is and then fail to figure it out correctly.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Sure, what he said. Yeah, so I say that, I move forward, and I'm just standing and waiting.
Okay. She will take her attack of opportunity as you move forward.
Sure.
And probably miss. That's a 15?
Yep, that's a miss.
Okay. So she's like, hey, get back here, as you're walking away, and slashes at you, but adorable. You ignore her and continue walking.
Getting some big, terrible tornado vibes from her.
Stop ignoring me! Alexia, you're up next.
Alright. So, one of the things that you mentioned when you were describing the area is you said that there were the people, but you said there were also, like, either stands, you said stands and carts in the street.
Yep, kind of like vendors.
How far away is the closest cart to me?
Within one action's movement, you could get to one.
Alright, I will take my normal movement in the direction towards this cart to get within range of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to try and pick it up with telekinesis.
Yep, I thought as much. So yeah, you go over to one of the overturned vendor carts. Looks like this guy was selling cabbages, and you pick it up. And
cabbages.
Says what do you do with it?
So I can move it 30 feet. I want to move it on top of the girl.
Okay.
And if I get it within 30 feet, I want to drop it on her.
Okay. I mean, me probably could do that. I'm going to give her a chance to dex out of it.
Does she get disadvantaged because she doesn't know it's coming?
Are you being sneaky?
I mean, that would be the point.
Then give me a stealth check and we'll see.
Sure. Oh, that's not great. That is a 10.
Okay, yeah, she definitely noticed what you were up to. So she will get her normal dex save. See if she takes damage. Ooh, that's slow, but she has high dex. And I'll say that the cart is around 100 pounds.
Holy. I thought these were bigger. But it's
fine. I mean, it's just some wood nailed together.
I was thinking like a cart that had to be pulled by horses or something.
No, it's got like...
This is more like a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. It's just a small vendor cart. So she rolled a 13. So she'll take 5d6 damage. So go ahead and roll.
Oh, that's cool.
11 damage.
Okay.
Delete your fucking account.
There was a lot of ones.
A lot of ones and twos there, bruh.
Good
Lord.
Anything else on your turn?
No.
Okay.
I mean, basically, before the battle started, I had Carla working on that one person's things. Take probably to the end of the battle to get it open or close to anyway, so.
Good. And now Thalia's over there assisting that, though she probably doesn't know Carla's there.
Well, she wouldn't be invisible if she was sawing or prying or whatever.
Oh, she has to drop visibility for that?
With actions, yeah.
Invisibility. Okay. Droop's up next.
Oh, he's here. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What's the other way?
Hasn't ran off. He says, so are we gonna kill this little thing? It's like a cat with armor on. Kind of reminds me of, like, Shadow.
Kind of reminds me of me.
Old Shadow.
Remember,
except I was 7 feet tall.
Remember Shadow?
Remember Shadow? He was 7 feet tall.
All those years ago.
He was 7 feet tall.
He kind of looked like that, but I don't know where he is now.
Scum. I'm quite sure we've resolved this in like 2 episodes ago, but hey, I'm just talking here.
Maybe she knows.
He'll run up to her with her while she's crushed under this cart and pushing it off of herself. And
you look kind of like my friend Shadow. Do you know him?
He's going to get backhanded across the planet here in 5 seconds.
He's got his axe out and kind of like between him and her and is taking a dodge stance, but he just asks if she knows Shadow. And we're up to your turn, Shadow.
Yes.
How far did she get away from me?
She ran maybe 15 feet towards Grar before he moved and then was crushed by a falling cart.
All right, well, I'm definitely laughing. All right, I get within 30 feet. And I make to cast second level spell Agnizar Scorcher. She needs to make a dexterity save.
Oh, Jesus. That's probably at disadvantage.
That's gotta be your problem.
Hopefully.
19 and a 14 plus her mods.
Well, then she succeeds.
Okay. So, half damage?
Prone, do you want me to actually read you what the prone thing is, or do you want to just keep going?
If there's a specific...
Fucking read it, man.
Thing. Prone creature's only movement option is to crawl unless it stands up. Creature has disadvantage on attack rolls. Attack roll against the creature has advantage if the attacker is within 5 feet. Otherwise, it's disadvantage. So she wouldn't be at disadvantage. You could that, say because
you,
she's buried in...
prone?
Say because she's buried in cart...
I would say she's prone and she's making a chance to dodge.
It makes sense that she would be.
You asked me to read the prone.
Yeah, no.
I thought you meant in regards to the spell.
No,
there
that
is
was
a section in there
no,
on whether or not.
No, that's
in regards
to prone.
Prone. Because she is both still getting herself out from under the cart and prone. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Well, she succeeds,
but
way.
It doesn't matter anyway because she passed.
At least you learned something.
Fuck it, it's not okay, Klein.
At least you learned something. Okay.
Just like that time 5 minutes ago when you were like, "Hey, you know, I slowed her," and then I was like, "Well, actually, she rerolls her save."
Yeah, you basically.
You got good dex, baby.
It's tough. She still takes half damage. So, 3d8. We'll see.
Watch as he still does more damage than my cart.
I do. Actually, I don't know what your number was anymore.
11.
Then it won't be quite that number, but it will be 10. Fire damage.
Red.
My speciality.
It basically is. I need to roll d20. Nothing happens. And end my turn.
That'll bring us to the Quetzals, who you had directed to do what, Casey?
I said, take out this bitch or whatever, just stay safe. So I guess if she's in melee to them, they'd probably attack.
She's got Droop right by her and a cart over top of her. They might be kind of deterred, especially after the ray of fire that just passed over her as well. So they'll kind of hang back for this turn. Droop and Almalexia. You
change places.
Are watching
substitution.
The whole cart situation transpire when you feel the ground begin to vibrate a little under you, and suddenly this large creature leaps forward from the ground directly at you and makes an attack.
Oh no, those are my least
Droop
favorites.
Has the exact same thing happen. These creatures are 10 by 10, I think.
So large?
Yeah, large.
In the ground dwelling?
Yes. So you see this thing erupt from the ground and leap towards you. It's much larger than you are. And it appears to have like a large shelled head that comes down into a beak. And it's got armored haunches and large, thick legs with claws on the end of them.
Thick with
kind of weird dinosaur looking thing?
Kind of more like a... It's like a turtle that has no shell, but is armed. Like a turtle armadillo.
It's Sand Slash.
Oh my god.
Turtledillo?
I hate this place.
Or that Digimon, but we won't go there.
Anyway, I lost my...
You're attacking with an abomination. Carry on.
I lost my tab. I found it.
Where was it?
It was where I left it! Almalaxia, the one that's attacking you. Need a strength or dex save from you, your choice.
Ooh, they are the same modifier, so... It doesn't matter, it's 12.
Okay.
It's getting better.
Just gotta work into it. You forgot to stretch.
It's been a while.
You forgot to stretch before you started rolling, and this is the consequence.
Yep.
Okay, so you fail. You have been knocked prone by this creature, and take 17 bludgeoning damage.
Ow!
And... 14 slashing damage.
Owie.
Droop will make his save and fail miserably because it's a 3.
Hurt. Ayla.
And because he's busy in conversation trying to find out Shadow's origins. So he takes.
Where did he go?
I know they call this other one Shadow, but I'm convinced there's another one.
Takes 12 bludgeoning as he is knocked prone, and another 7 slashing as this thing rips into him. It's so big compared to him that it's just like got him pinned under one claw. Okay, that is the end of their respective turns. She is up next. She will get the rest of the cart off of her and stand herself back up and say, I told you you wouldn't survive once my beasties showed up. And then she makes an attack on Droop with her whip. That hits him. She gets a good lash on Droop's face and then... moves in closer to slice him with her scimitar and does so. She gets a good poke in on Droop as he's pinned with her sword, and that ends her turn. Thalia's up next, seeing new assailants on the field. Oh, that's right. I forgot to remove her 4 on each attack for Bane.
Oh, shit.
Did you do that at advantage, too? Droop's
prone. I did. They both would have cleared without advantage. Thalia, seeing the new assailants pop up out of the ground, she is going to use... Doesn't break her concentration. She'll just use her Sacred Flame. It does not hit. You see this radiant beam emanate from her towards... the tabaxi, and it glances off the tabaxi's armor. Without appearing to do any damage, she ends her turn, bringing us to Grar. Grar, you see the beasts you are hearing now.
I just slow turn, like, goddamn it.
You don't recognize them. They look like large armored creatures. See if I can give you a good picture for you guys. It looks like that. with a longer lower jaw, but
oh, I was picturing something much more humanoid.
Is that what it is?
No, very bestial.
Because I know what that is based on pictures.
I figured you might.
That's fine. Grar doesn't. I am casting Charm Monster on one of them. One of them's on Droop, right?
Correct.
I'm doing that one.
Sure.
Wisdom saving throw, DC 15.
Okay. 17. Saves.
Shit. Well, we tried to do it the nice way. Bonus action, wild shape into an Allosaurus.
Very good.
And now another creature that I've never seen before runs out.
Are those large creatures?
Yep.
Okay. So Grar grows in his already large stature into a reptile with large fangs and claws.
I'm going to turn to face them, but leave about 30 to 40 feet between us. We'll go with 40. Say 40.
Okay.
And turn.
Amalexia, you're up next. You've had one of these attack you. You're prone currently. It does not have you pinned to the ground, but it is turned around now and focused on you again.
I am angry, and so I'm going to stand up, pull up my sword and dagger, and on my sword, I'm going to use my action to cast Elemental Weapon, and I'm going to use that to create a cold weapon, and for my bonus action, I'm going to cast Hexblade's Curse on this creature in front of me, this graboid, and end my turn, because those are my actions.
Kevin Bacon's one of the tied up people.
I got myself a plan!
What does Hexblade's Curse entail? You just get...
It doesn't do anything when I'm not attacking, but basically...
Not until you attack
me. Gives me bonus damage on my hits, makes 19s count as criticals, and heals me if I kill the target.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
Nope. I don't have any actions left.
Okay. Droop is going to attempt to get up. Since this thing hasn't pinned, it's just going to be contesting strength. He wins by a hair. And is able to push this thing's leg off him and stand himself up. At which point, he says,
Shadow never would have done anything like that!
And he falls into a rage. He crits his first attack. He takes a second swing.
Take a look at these babies.
Second swing misses. And a third swing misses.
Jesus Christ.
No, that was good.
One good roll. One good roll. End of his turn. Back up to you, Shadow. New assailants have appeared on the battlefield. They have knocked over two of your companions, and Grar has turned around to engage them.
Is that bitch standing up yet?
She is up. Everybody's back on their feet.
All right. We'll go ahead and try Scorching Ray at level 3. I'll use Tides of Chaos to make that give myself advantage on the attack rolls. So we're going 4 rays of fire here. And so 8 rolls. Alright. Ray number 1. It was a natural 20.
Yep.
And that is 46. 17 fire damage on the first ray.
Okay.
Ray number 2. 19 plus modifier. Do you need the modifier?
No. Not on it.
That is 2d6. 7 fire damage. Ray number 3. The third beam is a 3 plus my mod. I'm assuming that misses.
Yeah, it does.
And
the third, fourth one is the best on the ground.
Is another 19 plus, so that'll hit for 6 fire damage. So all told, I think that was 30.
Yeah, it was.
And here's level 3, gotta roll a d20. Nothing happens. How'd she like that?
It looks like it hurt.
Good.
She doesn't look happy.
Good. I'm gonna equip my quarter or staff of defense.
Okay.
And give myself mage armor.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that might be a full action. Yeah, it's an action, so I'm just gonna equip it and end my turn.
Okay. Quetzals are up next. They've been given no order to do anything else, but with the new beasts on the battlefield, they will try to attack the one closest to Droop. Casey, do you have their bite attack handy?
Yes.
Do you want to go ahead and roll it for him?
Sure. 16 plus 4. 20. To hit.
20 hits. This is the one that was attacking Droop.
15 piercing damage.
Okay. And the other one?
15 to hit.
That misses. Okay, mm-hmm. So one of them gets a good bite in. And it is the monstrosity's turn next. The one the Quetzal just attacked will now turn its attention on Quetzal, considering it's the nearby large creature that just hit it. And that'll be 24 to hit, which I'm sure hits.
Yes, likely.
21 piercing damage as this thing brings its jaws around the Quetzal's torso and just crunches down on it, ripping out a large section of flesh as it tears free. The one that you are fighting, Almalexia, will run in and...
Run in?
Yep.
Was it running away from me?
Had, like, leaped at you and trampled you, running over you, and then turned around to face you again.
Oh.
Kind of like Anakin's bull with Jango Fett.
Yeah.
It attacks with a bite.
Fuck that.
Chomp. Chomp. Motherfucker. 22.
That hits.
You also take 31 piercing damage.
Jesus Christ.
It is now right on you in melee range. End of their turn, the Tabaxi is up next. She's really pissed at you, Shadow, after that last two volleys of attacks, and drops her scimitar and puts her whip on her belt and pulls out her hand crossbow.
Uh-huh.
Turns her attention on you.
Yeah.
And fires.
Come at me, bro.
The shot goes wide.
Tough stuff.
She'll reload and take a second shot at you.
Okay.
This one is much more true with a 24.
Yeah, that hits. 14.
With mage armor and the
staff? I don't
staff.
Have mage armor on today.
You just said...
You just put mage armor on.
You literally just did.
Did I? When did I do
that? Yeah, you did it like from last strike turn, yourself against the rain.
Beginning of the fight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I totally remember.
And you have your
Well, I did have the staff in my hand. I had the bonus for that, okay. But I just didn't give myself the mage armor. Alright, well then it's higher than that. Then it's 13 plus dex plus 1, so 17.
Okay, this would have hit regardless.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
she's
yeah.
gonna roll her damage, which fortunately for you is low.
Yep.
With a 6.
I wonder 6 what that
piercing
feels
damage.
Like.
Irregardless.
As you wow. are punctured by a small crossbow bolt. Or a crossbow. Small crossbow boat, I guess.
Crossbow.
Crossboat. Alright. Well,
end of her turn. Well.
Probably a sailboat went through the air. Sailed through the air.
Like a kayak.
Alright. She's shooting kayaks at me.
The correct shape.
All right.
Cut through the air appropriately.
You know what? Fair enough.
Talia's up next, and we'll use Sacred Flame again. She's kind of like right underneath you, Shadow, so she now has this tabaxi kind of facing her direction. Not enough to hit. The attack glances off her armor again. Grar, you're up.
How far away is Lady from me?
Hey, Lady!
Did you move in any closer on the previous turn?
I moved away.
Away?
Yeah, I was 40 feet away from the chaos.
Then you're 70 feet away from the chaos? Or however much farther you move?
No, I moved a total of 40 feet away from the chaos. So I just don't know how far she moved to use a ranged weapon and yada yada.
Oh, she wouldn't have. She mostly would have just turned around and started firing at Shadow. So
okay.
She's still the same distance from you.
I will charge 30 feet directly at her and attack her with a pounce, which is completely unimportant if I don't hit, so we'll cross that bridge first.
Oh, that's right. You're Allosaurus mode.
I am. That doesn't hit.
Okay. She's too tiny and slips through your jaws with her dexterous skills.
I hate it.
She's,
I'm going to eat it.
She stands there and you miss. Just tell it how it is.
Okay. You're not used to your new form, and you feel like your jaws are
three times already
bigger than they are, and you go to bite at her, and your depth perception's off.
Why you gotta do me so wrong when I go just appease the troll?
That's right.
Well, I mean, this way he has an option of which one he wants to edit in. We
you
all
know
which
you
one
know what?
He's gonna be.
We know which one
fair,
he's gonna do.
Fair enough.
Hardest on anybody else.
You know, the first one did sound more natural. We won't know. We'll leave that one
it'll, hanging. It'll be a mystery.
It'll be a mystery.
Be solved in post.
And
search continues.
And the clip that I'll post to Slack will be Casey be like, we all fucking know which one he's gonna take.
Proceed.
Thank you for doing this. Hey, you got to do a bunch of cool stuff as White last time. Amalexi is up next.
Alright, so in a rare sight, you probably see
nobody's
blood coming out of my mouth.
Nope.
nobody's paying attention to you.
Which is unfortunate, because we would be reveling in this moment.
Going to roll an attack with a sword that isn't a 19. That's 18 plus 11. So...
Boom. Jesus, yeah, that
fuck
hits.
On that.
Yes, all right, fuck
so
on me.
First we do 6. So it takes 6 damage from the sword, and then 2d4 cold damage. So that's 9 plus 2. That's 11, and then it takes. My proficiency bonus because of Hexblade's curse, so
okay.
That brings up to 15 plus my mod, so that is 20 damage from the first slice.
That's combined, right? All of the damages?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it has like immunities or anything like that. It was only
like frost and piercing, right?
Four. Yeah. And then I will attack with my magical dagger. That one is a 19.
Okay.
So that hits. Counts as a critical. And so that would be 9 for the dagger. Plus okay. 1, 10.
So 10. Okay. 30 damage.
30 damage.
You're like, you can do 30 damage to me, I'll do 30 damage to you.
Stop copies me, is what the thing says, and I end my turn.
Okay.
What, does it speak common? We don't know.
It speaks in a Peter Griffin voice.
Yes. Exactly like that. But no, it doesn't.
So now
it doesn't
it's doing the hurt knee sound out in the road. Yep. Alright.
Troop's up next.
We're gonna get sued for this
episode. He's in. Seth MacFarlane, fuck you.
Yeah, that's right.
He misses on his first attack, misses on his second attack.
Jesus, man.
And hits with his third attack.
Jesus Christ, out of six attacks that hit one time?
No, this is twice. The second one. This is
hit
two.
Twice. It crit once.
Did crit once. So that was like three.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he gets a good crack in for one hit. Finds its way between this thing's armored shell, and you can see blood spurt out as he withdraws his axe. Shadow, you're up next.
You've been all right.
Hit with a crossbow bolt.
And she's real bummed out. In fact, she put away all her melee weapons.
Yar.
Tough stuff. I put away my staff of defense. I charge her.
Okay.
I use my shillelagh staff. My shillelagh bro staff.
Yeah.
To attack her.
Bring it.
25.
That'll hit.
9 bro staff damage. Of the bludgeoning variety, if it matters. It's magic. I'm gonna use quickened spell to make a melee spell attack with shocking grasp as a bonus action. Is this lady armored up with metal?
She is.
Alright, well, this has got advantage then. Which is good. That's 23.
Okay, 23 damage total.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that was 23 to hit.
To hit, okay.
Sorry. No, shocking grasp, we're not quite there. I mean, I might. No, actually, it's only 2d8, so...
Okay, yep, that hits.
So, 2d8 lightning damage. Good and good. 11 lightning, and then she cannot take reactions until the start of her next turn. So, not that anybody knows that.
Okay.
That's for you. Get my sorcerer points corrected here for you. And then I need to roll a d100. Oh goodness, I cast magic missile as a 5th level spell.
Okay.
Bunch of bottle rockets.
That's neat. Yeah. Magic missile.
At anyone specifically?
Well, I assume I cast it, so I follow the rules of the spell. Just sort of comes out of me.
You get angry and you push past. You
I go
beyond.
Even further beyond. Level 5, though, which is more.
Yeah, a lot of darts.
I'd start with 3, add 1 for every slot above, so that's 7 darts of 1d4 plus 1. So. Okay. So.
Plus 1 darts.
27 force damage.
Okay.
Basically explodes out of my eyeballs.
She's looking pretty worse for wear.
And I have a very big grin as I stand directly in front of her.
Alright.
End turn.
Quetzals are up next if you want to have them attack again. Not sure that they would after the last round.
Well, I said attack, but definitely play it safe and take out or move away. So the one that got hit would definitely move away. The other one, if it can attack, it probably would.
Okay. You can roll for one of them.
Yeah.
Is that the sound they make when they attack? That's adorable.
Yes. It's canon.
It's the sound they make when they get hit.
All right, I'm going to...
22.
I'm going to cut that up.
22 hits.
For future battles.
13 piercing damage.
End of their turn. The beasties are up next. The one that you just attacked with the Quetzal will turn its attention on Droop as he did more damage on the last turn. Gonna take a bite at him. Go, Droop. It does. This thing gets its massive jaws right around Droop and crunches in between. He seems to shake some of it off with his blind fury. But it is still a crushing blow, if you will.
Maybe if he was not blind, he would be hitting more.
Maybe.
Who's to say? His other senses might be compensated.
The one fighting you, Almalexia, will take a bite.
Of course it will.
This one will miss.
Oh, well, that's better.
The Tabaxi is up next.
Yep, just me with my goofy-ass tiefling grin.
And she will use second wind.
Fighters!
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
She looks at you and grins as she appears to heal some.
It's not a spell, it's an ability, right?
Yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 100, how much better does she look?
It looks like it.
Like it negated.
Kind of undid. Yeah, the magic missile almost. Not entirely, but.
Oh, okay.
She's going to say, you're stronger than I expected. Where'd you come from? And she'll move to grab her whip to attack you, since you're in melee range, dropping her hand crossbow, so now both her scimitar and crossbow are on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
She lashes at you with her whip
mm-hmm.
for a 22.
Mm-hmm.
And you take another 9 damage.
Okay.
That'll be the end of her turn.
Fair enough.
Thalia is up next. Seeing as you seem to have that under control, we'll go back to untying her prisoners and concentrating on Bane.
Good.
She'll use a dodge just in case. Untying would be her action. Almalexia... Nope, sorry, Grar, you're up next.
If she doesn't move, she's still right on top of me.
Shadow's in there now, but you're still in melee range.
That's fine. I'm attacking her.
Okay.
Still might not hit 15.
Nope.
Carry on.
You're not able to pierce her chainmail somehow with your giant monster claws. Fangs.
Carry on.
Almalexia, you're up next.
I'm gonna scream, I could use some help with this one, and I'm going to attack it again. With,
okay.
Starting with the sword. Swardly. And that is a 17.
17 hits.
So that is 3, I rolled a 1.
Okay.
And then plus 2 for the sword, so that's 3... plus 5 So that's 8, and now I'm going to roll for cold damage. So that's 13 damage total with that, plus the Hexblade's curse, which is an additional 4. So that is 17 on the first strike. Okay. Is it dead?
It looks like that hurt, but it's not dead.
Dagger, one dagger. Lie. That is over 20. Numbers are hard. 12 damage on the dagger.
Okay.
And I am my turn, waiting for help.
Okay. Droop's up next, and he's going to keep attacking the one that just hit him. First attack is a miss. Second attack is the same number. Third attack hits. It's still up. And we're top of the order. Shadow, you're up.
Okay. She's got one weapon in her hand now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just going to rinse and repeat that last action.
Okay.
I'm going to use Tides of Chaos to give myself advantage on the attack for with my Shillelagh. Since I have that back after the Surge. So, roll twice here. No crit. 24.
Hits.
For 12 magical bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I'll use Quicken Spell again to give myself a Shocking Grasp. And run that as my bonus action. That is also an attack. Roll for 19.
That hits.
Okay. And that is 2d8. 10 lightning damage. She also cannot take reactions until the start of her next turn again.
Okay. She falls down and is laughing as she does so. You can make out her saying, "You'll never find it without me," as she dies.
Good job.
Okay. I did it, guys!
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Andrew Klon, Casey Trickle, and Tyler Kuhn. We encourage you to visit The Usual Time D&D for this and all of our episodes. And if you do feel inclined, you may leave us a 5-star review. Go ahead and do that now. Songs in this episode include Netherland by Poddington Bear and Turn the Tide by Arcane Anthems. The battle concludes next time on The Usual Time.